Well, related to wounds that might make you bleed, there's also a paper this week, it's in the journal Science, where researchers have managed to make artificial growth factors that will stimulate wounds to close. This is Jeffrey Hubel and his colleagues at the École Polytechnique Fédérale in Lausanne, in Switzerland. And what they did was to say, well, we know of these growth factors, which when you injure tissue, ooze out of the injured site, and they stimulate cells locally to begin to proliferate and grow, to heal up a wound, make new blood vessels, bring in stem cells to make good the repair. But if you try to speed up repair by adding these growth factors, then they tend to go elsewhere in the body and produce lots of side effects. So wouldn't it be good if we could tether them just to where we need them? And they've done a cunning piece of work where they went and looked at various places in the body to see if they could find proteins that can act as anchors. In other words, they can glue things to tissues. And well, lo and behold, they looked in the placenta and they found this growth factor that's normally only present in the placenta, the thing that effectively links a baby to its mother. And in there is a placental growth factor, but it has a special anchor on this growth factor that locks it into the placenta. So they stole this little piece of the protein, they took the gene for that, coupled it to the normal growth factors that we know about working in tissues called things like PDGF and BMP and VEGF, they have various names for them. And what they found is that they could drip these new growth factors coupled to this sticky anchor into a wound in, say, a mouse. And the wounds would close four times faster in these mice. And they could do this with doses that were just 1/250th of the amount of growth factor you'd normally need to get to add to get that equivalent rate of healing. So it looks like you can do all this and not have any of the side effects by making these artificial growth factors that just stay where you want them to go.
That's incredibly powerful. You could imagine like some kind of glue or plaster that delivers them.
Yes, you could have some kind of patch that oozes them just into the wound, and they'll go into the wound and stick themselves just onto the wound site, and they can't go anywhere else in the body.
Thanks, Chris. If you'd like to follow up on any of the stories we've been discussing, there are references and transcripts for those news items on our website at nakedscientist.com/news.